Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shavuos, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Shavuos ha'edus. This is a new category of Shavuos. We learned about Shavuos Bitu, you learned about Shavuos Shav. If you were a witness to something, and you hear a person asking that you come and testify, and he imposes a Shavuos on you, and you, the witness, say, but I don't know the edus. So if it's true, it's true. If it's not true, you are over Shavuos ha'edus. And the same is true if the witness on his own comes and swears, I don't know any edus. So we have not only edus that don't want to testify, we have edus that somehow took upon themselves a shvuah. Either it was imposed upon them or they volunteered the shvuah that they don't know any edus. B'shagig, they bring a carbon oil of a yarit. Says the Mishnah, shvuah sa edus, no heges, it applies be'anoshim, only to men, v'loi b'anoshim, not to women. That's why it said in the other cases, banoshim, ubenoshim, because over here it's banoshim, v'loy benoshim. The Torah says, v'hu aid, if he's an aid, so it has to be someone that's ro'oy le'edus. And women are pasul le'edus. Why are women pasul le'edus? It says that a woman has bina yisera, an extra depth of understanding. Well, I once heard this vart. Women are so smart that they don't just see something. They see what it's going to lead to. Your mother ever tell you when you went out to play, you're going to get those pants dirty. They're going to rip. Change your pants. Your Shabbos shoes are going to get rubbed out. Nah, ma. Your mother's always right. They have a bina yisera. They see what's going to come out of things. And in a way, when it comes to edus, that's a little bit of a problem. Because the Torah wants an edus to say what he saw. A woman who's very smart, she already says, oh, and probably... And sometimes when you anticipate what's going to happen out of something, you begin to think that's what you saw. We don't want that. We don't want your prediction. We don't want your understanding. We just want to limit it to what you see. Okay, either way, whatever the reason is, women are pasul yedus. So Shavuos ha'edus is only for men, not for women. But b'chaykin, it applies only to people who are not relatives, v'loy b'kraivim, because again, kraivim, relatives, are pasul yedus. B'ksheirim v'loy b'psulin, it applies only to people that are kosher le'edus, but they didn't do a veiris that makes them pasul le'edus. If a person is over in a veira that there's a chi of misa for that, or a chi of malchus, or a gazlin, these people are called reshayim before they do tshuva, and the Torah says, al tashas rasha eid, ve'ener neheges ele beruyin lehoyed. The Mishnah reiterates, shvuos edus applies only to people who are kosher to testify, and this halacha comes to exclude a king that can't see edus. And those that are possibly edus midrabanan, like they play dice, or they have dove races, or they take doves that may not belong to them, or that Chazal or Masakin one shouldn't take the doves under those circumstances, even though they may not be in Isser deraisa. Shua say this applies bifnei bezin or shaloi bifnei bezin. Makes no difference if the shua was in bezin or out of bezin. Wait, so even outside of bezin, shua say this is chal? Says the Mishnah, yes, if it's mipiatzmai. In other words, if he comes along on his own and says, I swear I don't know any edus, then it turns out he wasn't saying the truth. He's chayiv the karbin, even if he made that shua outside of bezin. However, if umipiacherim, he didn't swear on his own, I don't know any testimony, but someone said, mashbi ani aleichem, he imposed the shua on him, and the person denied it. In other words, if it is umipiacherim, oh, then the halacha is different. Then ein chayavin at sheyichbru behen bebezdin. Then they have to deny the edus in bezdin divi Reb Meir zehalt Reb Meir. That's because the pasuk says im lo yagid v'nasa avoynoi. If he doesn't say the truth, then he's going to have an avera. So it has to be in a place where he could say the truth and his testimony would be valid. That's in bezdin, and that pasuk is talking about mujma mipi acherim, like it says v'shama koil ola. He heard someone demand of him. In the most strict of terms, mashbi ani aleichem shetavai v'ti iduni. But the Chachamim disagree with Reb Meir. The Chachamim, it makes no difference, be'me pi atzmei, whether he swore on his own, he doesn't know any edus, so be'me pi acherim, whether they were mashbi ahim. Einan chayavin at sheyichbru behen be'bezdin. The edim don't have to bring a carbon unless they deny that they knew the edus in bezdin. Matanur explains how Reb Meir and the Chachamim differ as to how we learned this in the Psukim. He says that the halacha is not like Reb Meir. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that Shavuos ha'edus is nehages only b'anashim, not b'anashim, Only b'rechoikin, not by relatives. Only with people that are kosher le'edus, not people that are pasul le'edus. Whether he's pasul le'edus because he's like a rasha, like the pasuk says, al tashas yadchayim rasha li'es eid. Or whether he's pasul le'edus for different reasons. Could be even for his kavod, like he's a melech. It doesn't make a difference. He could be pasul le'edus only mid'rabbanan. If he can't say eidus, shvuas eidus does not apply to him. According to Reb Meir, if he swears on his own, it's no difference whether it's in Bezdin or out of Bezdin. If somebody else is mashbia him, he has to deny a dafke in Bezdin. According to the Chacham, it makes no difference. The chiyuv of shvuas eidus only comes when the eid denies it in Bezdin.